Hello and welcome to the Faith and Family Matters podcast, the show where we talk about ways to build faith and strengthen our marriages and families. My name is William Hemphill and I am your host. I am ordained clergy, a pastoral counselor, and a mental health counselor that works a lot with marriages and families. Today I want to talk about on the podcast, being careful how we judge. Being careful how we judge. And we're coming from in the scripture, Matthew chapter 7, where it says, "Do not judge or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." And then verse 3 says, "Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to a plank in your own eye?" I was in a conversation a few weeks ago, and there was someone who I'd heard about who had made some mistakes earlier in life. They made some mistakes when they were young, as a whole lot of us do. This young person had gotten pregnant and had several children, much to the disappointment of her family and her friends. Now, what was interesting as we looked on this several years later is this young woman had grown up and was fully responsible, was working hard, taking care of her children, was employed and married. This young woman knew the responsibilities of being a parent and was living well. The challenge for this young woman was this, unfortunately. There were people who were still judging her based on her past. I guess we'll call them mistakes. They still viewed her as irresponsible because of decisions that she made when she was young, and they were still condemning her for these decisions. The other problem with this was that it was causing a rift in relationships. The scripture that I just read talks about judgment, and in particular, it tells us to be careful in how we judge. Now, first, I do want to correct a popular notion. Many people read part of this scriptural passage and state, "You can't judge me." It's not talking about that because we all make judgmental decisions. What it is speaking about, though, is the measure that we judge. Are we judging people fairly? Do we want to be judged for our transgressions in the same way that we are judging others for theirs? That's a very important question, because I often find in working with people that we often judge ourselves by our intentions and judge other people by their actions. We might look at ourselves and say, "I didn't mean to, I don't know, cuss you out or use foul language. I was just having a bad day." Whereas we might look at someone else that wants to cuss us out and say, "You're just a foul-mouthed, bad person." Now, is that fair and equitable judgment? I would say no, because just like we judge ourselves by our intentions, because we might have an understanding of what we're going through, we don't know what another person is dealing with. Yes, we do judge actions, especially because they have consequences. But what I like to say is we judge actions, we don't label people. And oftentimes what I see happen is someone makes a mistake and we want to make that mistake a part of that person's character. We judge actions, not people. I would also call it judgment with grace. Yes, your actions had a bad effect on me. Yes, they hurt me or they hurt someone else, but that does not mean that you do not have value in God's eyes as a human being. And it also means that you have value even or especially when you do not see it. The last part of that verse, verse 3, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? That simply tells us that we need to judge and examine ourselves. It's easy to see fault in others and ignore things that go on in ourselves. This is a verse I like to use, especially when we talk about marital conflict, because we get into marital conflict or family conflict, and it's easy to look at our family member and say, it's your fault. You did this, 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 this. But we don't look at ourselves and see our own faults. The other thing about that, when we don't examine and work on ourselves, it's even hard to see others clearly. So my encouragement for us is this. The next time we judge, first, let's look at ourselves. See if there's anything going on with us that we need to correct. Then let's also look at the measure of judgment. Would we like to be judged in the same way that we're judging somebody else? And the third thing would be this. Let's judge the action and not condemn the person. Because in all things we do, we want to walk in grace and in love. This is William Hemphill with the Faith and Family Matters podcast, thanking you for joining us today. If you'd like to know more about me or my work, please go to my website at www.faithandfamilyempowerment.com. Thank you so much and have a wonderful week.